Well, tonight we welcome, I want to say again, Amanda Crooks. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you for having me.
We're so thrilled to have you here because you're going to tell us all about Independent Animal Rescue and the Painted Chair Auction.
Yes. So Independent Animal Rescue, we are a nonprofit. We are located in Durham. We work in the Triangle area within 60 miles of Durham. We don't have a physical shelter location. We are a group of foster homes, cat and dog foster homes. We take animals from shelters. We take strays. People call us all the time, you know, I found a dog, I found some cats. And we take them into our foster program. Every cat or dog is given as much time as they need in our foster homes to get adopted, which is something that I really love about IAR. I know you always see those posts from shelters, like last day running out. It's just terrible. So once our animals are in the program, they are in the program until they are adopted or they are fostered forever.
That's great.
Yes. Wow. And I really love that about it. We adopt out about probably about 500 cats and dogs per year into fantastic homes. We do home checks, we do references, so we're not just, you know, taking them in and putting them out again. We make a lot of effort to make sure that our animals are going to places where they are going to be happy, cared for, healthy for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, you said that you live in Cary. How did you get involved?
Well, that's within 60 miles of Durham.
It is. So actually, I grew up in Cary. I currently live in Durham. I work at the University of North Carolina. And so actually, I got involved because of a painted chair auction. It was in the summer of 2012. I was at a Bark in the Park event at the Durham
Bark
Bowls.
Bark in the Park. Oh,
I love it.
So cute.
It's my dog's favorite thing to do, Bark in the Park. And so IAR was there, and they were advertising their painted chair auction. And I had something that I was like, oh, I can donate. And so I kind of, you know, found them, emailed them, and they were like, yeah, we're having a fundraising meeting. Come on by, drop off your donation. And I thought, oh, great. I'm doing something wonderful. I'll drop it off, and I'll go feel good about myself. So I went to the meeting. It was at Mary and Alan Dow's house. So Mary Dow is a board member. Alan Yes. Dow is her husband. She's Mm-hmm. our president. Mm-hmm. And so I went in, I gave them my item, and they made me sit down. Mistake. Big mistake. And eventually Mary said, do you volunteer with us? And I said, no. She said, do you want to? And it was done. So,
yeah. But you already had a big interest in animals and all that kind of stuff.
I have always been a huge animal lover, but animal rescue scared me a little bit because it's hard.
It's an obligation.
It is.
You know, it's like, I mean, it's like having a kid or not to that degree, but you know what I mean. You become attached, I would think, and
it's hard.
And but that's a good thing because that way the animals get in a good spot.
Yes.
Because you do care.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
are
that's
you
wonderful.
Are you or have you been a foster mom?
I have not. I live in an apartment, so I'm only allowed to have two dogs, which is my excuse. I don't know that I would be a great foster. I think that no one can care for a dog better than I can. So I don't know if I let him go. No, I shouldn't say that. To everybody mm-hmm. listening, fostering is really important. The thing to remember is that as hard as it is to let them go, it's not as hard as what might have happened to them otherwise if you don't step up to foster. So
how many foster homes are there?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I should have found that out before I came. You know, I could be totally wrong about this, but based on the number of animals we have in the program at one time, I want to say we've probably got, I don't know, maybe about 50 dog foster homes and maybe even closer to 80 cat foster homes. We've got a lot of animals in the program at any one time.
Wow.
That's amazing that many people are willing to do that. I am with you. I would have a really hard time doing that.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that that you don't have to have like a facility. I mean, it's not, you know, sometimes you see these facilities like when we went and got Ruffin.
Right.
And there's just all these dogs in there and they're all, oh, it's just so sad. You know, you hate to even go in there unless you need a dog because you feel guilty about
it. And it is a need.
Yeah, yeah. So it's wonderful that they have started this organization where it's not even necessary to have that. And I think it's better because they don't get, you know, housed in a facility. Yeah, you're actually with somebody.
Definitely. It's very stressful for animals being in the shelter. So being in foster homes, it gives us the opportunity to train them. You know, they get comfortable. They're in a comfortable environment where they feel like they're safe. And so you can really see more of who the animal is. We really get to know them. And so we can match them really well with permanent homes. So it's a very positive thing.
It's healthier for them, too.
Absolutely.
Ruffin, the dog that Jackie was talking about that we adopted almost 5 years ago, my husband and I, and he got sick. He, you know, was exposed to something while he was in
that kennel cough.
Yeah. My gosh. He almost died soon after we brought him home because he just got so sick and it was so hot where he was. And
yeah.
So, it's much safer for animals.
Got him. But he's such a great dog. Yeah. You know, he ended up just being a wonderful dog. Yes.
Rescue dogs are fantastic. I think you can feel that they appreciate the chance they've been given. You will never know love like the love of a rescue dog.
Right.
I'd swear by it.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the auction. They've been doing this every year. This is the 14th year.
It is.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. So tell us a little bit about some of the artists and hold up the little poster first so we can see.
Here's our poster. Is that good? Can you see it?
So
all right.
Saturday, July 30th from 5 to 9.
Yep. And that's going to be over in Durham, right?
Yes, the Levin Jewish Community Center. Okay. It's a great space. Yeah.
And let's see, can you hold the stool up so they can see? This is so cool. It's a stool with a dog painted on the seat.
Yeah, so this is the official name of this piece. It's called a stool called Tulip. So this was painted by one of our volunteers.
And it's a bar stool.
It is, yes. It's very cute. I just loved this. Sarah Nicholson painted this, and she photographs some of the foster animals. We always need people photographing the animals, put them on our website and things like that. And this stool was inspired by a dog that she photographed.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, what other kinds of stuff? I know you couldn't bring a lot of the stuff because it was big and so you're just going to tell us about some of the items and maybe show us some pictures or something.
Yeah, so it depends on how the iPad translates here, but I do have some pictures that maybe we can use. If it's not working out, then so be it. But here is a painting. Can we bring it closer here?
Oh, that's
cool.
Can
you see
it?
Okay, so this is called In the Garden.
Who painted that?
It's by an artist named Lisa Goldstein.
Oh, I know her work. Love her work.
Yeah, so she was a member of the Orange County Artist Guild for 5 years until she moved to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But it's a mixed media folk art piece.
It's beautiful.
It's really unique. It's really, really cool. And I like that it has a cardinal on top. I recently heard that it's like Native American lore or something, that if you see a cardinal, it's a loved one that you've lost that's coming to visit you.
I never heard that.
Yeah, and actually after my dog passed away a couple months ago, I have been noticing every cardinal in the world. So I really like that. But something neat that Lisa said was that she believes that everybody has creativity within them, and she thinks it's an essential part of living the good life to kind of let that out, unlock the creativity.
Yes.
So.
Wow,
very cool.
Sounds like it's hailing out. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Okay.
Yeah, we're having a little weather here in Carrboro. Yeah. Wherever you are, you probably are too, if you're listening.
So what else you got over there?
Okay, so this is really cool. This just blows me away. Let me try and get it close here before I talk about it. Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a coffee table. It's fairly large. This was done by artist Andrea Lynn. She is a full-time artist. She's been doing art full-time since 2004. It's fantastic. It's so detailed. It's beautifully painted with hummingbirds, flowers. There's fruit in there. But the really cool thing I thought about this was it's actually finished with a blowtorch. So she puts this finish on it that you pour on. And it's very similar to the finish they use on like bar tops. So it's very sturdy. Right. It lasts a long time. It's very professionally done. And so you pour this stuff on. It kind of goes to the edges. And you finish it with a blowtorch. And in the end, it looks like it's kind of covered in a sheet of glass. And this piece is just beautiful. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Right.
Really cool. What else do we have here? Oh, this is cool. This is one of my favorites. I am really excited about this, and I don't even have cats. It's a cat tree or a cat tree sculpture, however you want to use it. Your cats can play on it. You can put plants on it.
Oh, how cool.
This is really cool.
Like
a
tree house.
Yeah, it's M.C. Escher inspired.
Oh, yeah.
So the artist, let me see, I don't want to get it wrong. The artist is Dimitri Hammer. It's made out of red cedar. It smells fantastic. Mm. It's over 7 feet tall.
I was going to ask how tall it is.
It's amazing. It's huge. It's really, really cool, and it's really well made. I saw it up close the other day, and the way that the wood is cut, it's just so precise. It's beautiful. It's really, I've never seen anything like this before. Oh. So that's fun.
Well, some cat's going to have a heyday on that thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Definitely. Oh, this is neat. So this is a pirate treasure chest of drawers. You can see the before and after here. It was this old dresser. Can you see that?
Ooh, I like the old one. Ooh, the new one's really cool, though.
Yeah. So this is by Rick Williams. He's the boyfriend of one of our volunteers. He's been contributing to the PCA for about 3 years. And he said the dresser reminded him of a treasure chest. And so he did this with it. And it's really cool. It's got some like octopus arms coming around the side.
I was going to ask if those were octopus.
Yes.
Arms.
And the little, the embellishments or the handles on the dresser drawers, the top two are little crabs, which are adorable.
Oh, how cute.
And the other ones are like little pirate things. It's really, really cool. I don't know. I thought that was fun. Maybe fun for a kid's room or something.
Right. Mm.
Arg.
Let's see. So this is kind of a close-up view of a table that's covered in glass, but the glass is off it. It's a koi pond. The piece is called Fish of a Different Color. And I like this one. It's by artist Jane Seeley. And it was inspired by a koi pond that she saw while she was traveling in the Middle East. And the thing she said, see, I'm going to read it right off my card because I don't want to get it wrong. Direct quote, to her, it symbolizes a calm acceptance of differences because at the core, we are all the same. And so that's what this piece means to her. Mm. And it's very beautiful.
So how many artists are there that participate in this? Do you know?
Oh, my gosh. More than I could name. I have a little card here. I hope to be able to name a few of them by the end of the show. But we've got probably 15 artists contributing to our live auction.
And we've only got a couple more minutes, so maybe you should
let me say them. This is the
end of the show. Oh, my God. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. I have so many pieces to show. Okay, so artists that have contributed to the live auction are Martha Lewis, Beverly Currents, Jane Seeley, Lisa Goldstein, TJ Christensen, Dick and Carol Crawford, Rick Williams, Josie Gaston, Andrea Lynn, Paula McLeod, Ariana Stokes, Catherine DeMarco, Dimitri Hammer, Vega Metals, Christine Farr, and Heidi Miller. And I also want to mention Womancraft and Emily Weinstein. We have a ton of artists that donate, probably more than 30, that are contributing to the silent auction. And, you know, we try to keep the live auction short. We have so many pieces that could go into the live auction. They end up in the silent auction because we can't have a live auction going on for 3 hours.
Right.
You know, this stool, for example, this is going to be in the silent auction. But we have fantastic artists, and I can't say enough how much we appreciate them doing this, you know, because at the end of the day, we cannot do any of what we do without money.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, nobody likes asking people for money.
Yeah.
So this event is a really nice, fun way to get the community together, to involve our artists. I think they really enjoy. A number of them, when I asked them about how they felt about doing this, said, you know, it makes me feel really good to work with people who are working for a mission that I really believe in. It's close to my heart. It's a fun way for us to make money. And again, you know, I always tell people about the money thing. I say, you know, the only thing worse than asking people for money is having to say no to an animal for whom we might be the last chance.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
Now, what's the website address for them?
We are at www.animalrescue.net. It's very easy.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yes. And again, this is going to be on Saturday, July 30th at the Levin Jewish Community Center in Durham from 5 to 9. And go to the website if you want to see the pieces. I imagine they're listed there, on there. There and everything.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for coming on.
Thank you. I was a little nervous, but this was fun.
Yeah, we're easy.
Easy, yeah. Yeah.